down of the buffalo. That turns our thoughts. Here we are at midwinter. You know, here we are. Some of the coldest days, the depths of winter, and it turns our thoughts to the summer, to this year, June 30th, July 1st and 2nd, the 30th Great Blue Heron Music Festival. What you're going to hear tonight, today, whenever you're listening, is a huge selection of music from bands and artists that have been on the Heron stage in years past. People like Donna the Buffalo, Big Leg Emma, Uncle Ben's Remedy, The Town Pants, Danielle Ponder and the Tomorrow People, Smilo and the Ghost, 10,000 Maniacs, Jim Lauderdale, Folk Faces, Jim Donovan and Sun King Warriors. But more importantly, in this little hour show, you're going to hear 20 minutes, 25 minutes with Julie Rockcastle, myself, Paige Olson, and we're going to talk about the upcoming 30th Great Blue Heron Music Festival, about when tickets are going on sale. Paige is in here, and we'll talk about the volunteer application, what you can do to be part of everything we do out there in Sherman, New York, in the height of summer, where it's such an incredible feel, and it's just a big bunch of people that have been getting together for years and still get together, and you can be part of it and enjoy what we all gear our summer towards. So we're into the music. You'll hear the interview in the middle. Enjoy this hour.
to push reset. Black coat, call me. One last run to pay off the debt. I'm gonna lay your body down to rest. I can feel it coming down.
Soft D.I. and ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. Well, I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the Salt Hill prom with a Galway girl. Flat downtown on a Monsanto D.I. and ask your friend. was all alone. With a broken heart and a ticket home. And I asked him now, what's a boy to do? If her hair was black and her eyes were blue. Well, I travel around, I've been all over this world. Oh, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl.
She moves away. put you in a chain.
Drowning in my bed, I pride myself, cause these days I don't even drink. Sorry, naked, him and brother, there wasn't no one around. I tied myself to the rafters to watch it all come down. And nothing's changed, he ain't sold inside my head. It's a dream that's faded. Nothing's changed. He ain't sold inside my head. It's a dream that's faded. Out, you're in no picture on my wall. I see you then and gone, you're no longer mine. I saw you naked, him and brother, there wasn't no one around. I tied myself to the rafters to watch it all come down. And nothing's changed. Sold inside my head, it's a dream that's faded. Nothing's changed. He ain't sold inside my head, it's a dream that's faded. You left time to rewind from what would never hurt you. You saw the signs and the hellish life that I lead, yeah. And oh my God, and nothing's changed. He ain't sold inside my head. It's a dream that's faded. Nothing's changed. He ain't sold inside my head. It's a dream that's faded. Nothing's changed. He ain't. It's all inside my head, and it's a dream that's faded.
Folks, it is appropriate that we are actually recording this on what's going to be the coldest day of the year so far we've had in Western New York, because we are looking ahead to summer. If you've been paying attention to your social media, the 30th Great Blue Heron, June 30th, July 1st and 2nd, and with us here today, we have the woman whose name is synonymous with the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, whose land it's held on, who started it, who put it in motion, and whom we all love and are pretty devoted to, Julie Rockcastle. Julie, hi, how are you?
Hi, Kip. Yeah. I'm good. Thank you.
And we got Paige Olson here, And after we talked to Julie, the volunteer apps are open. Believe it or not, folks, right here at the start of February, and we're going to talk about the volunteer apps and walk people right through, if you've never done one before or if you've had trouble with one, exactly how to do it and the fact that we need volunteers and we need them lots of places you might not even think. Julie, take it away. Talk to us about the 30th Great Blue Heron Music Festival.
Well, quite a milestone, I have to say. It really would be our 32nd, but, you know, we lost a couple in there. So, and, you know, it's going to be extra special because it is our 30th. We're expecting, you know, people reunioning with their families and friends and wanting to be at this one particularly. So we're kind of going back to full steam ahead with three stages, 30 bands, 3 days. So, and all the other good stuff that goes on. But yeah, that's the plan.
Well, good. I mean, personally, and of course, Paige is on here too. Those couple years we lost and going back to 2020, to me, this one is very special because a core group of us all came together with you and Steve to say, we're not going to let this place die and we're not going to let this die. It's not going to happen, and we're going to keep it going. And you are very special to me. I mean, it's like all of you out there. You're my family. And so, you know, that said, what people have heard so far in the show is music from Heron's past. And all they're going to hear after this segment is music from Heron's past. You want to talk about why I'm doing that, Julie?
Well, we actually have the lineup set for Great Blue Heron, but we're not going to let you know what's in it quite yet. And that's partly because, you know, behind the scenes, we still have things to do. But, you know, next week we're going to open up a Blind Faith ticket, which is actually a 4-day ticket, which is kind of new last year, where some people that know they're going to be here and they want to come early, get in on Thursday and get set up. The music won't start really till Friday as normal, but yeah, we just want to release that one ticket next week for those people committed to this project and see what happens.
Okay, and what day are you going to release those Blind Faith tickets?
That's Tuesday, February 7th.
Okay.
It'll be, you know, in the morning.
All right, and they'll be available at the greatblueheron.com website? Okay.
That's a good place to look, or social media. I'm sure we'll put links up there too.
And
I was
thinking earlier today, because we're all very used to it out there. And the people who always attend are very used to it out there. But what about somebody that wants to come because they've heard about it and we don't think about the things that we do that they might not know about? And I'm talking things like a kids area. A kid's play area. They might not know that we have a beach with lifeguards. They might not know that we have a full array of food vendors and merch vendors. Talk a little bit about that, would you? Because again, we're so used to it. And what about people that have never been there? What are they walking into?
Well, yeah, it's true. There's lots to do. We've always been geared towards families. And, you know, this kids tent program we've had has been exceptional for years, and kids have grown up there. I mean, we've done this for 30 years and we've had a kids tent for almost 30 years. So that's really, really special. And, you know, yeah, the vendors and everything. We do also have nighttime activities, maybe that are really unique, and that people can have campfires. And we also have one big fire circle that we maintain, and it's really beautiful artistic fire going on. And yeah, the land really is unusual. There's open land, there's wooded space, a lot of just wandering. We have lots of trails and, you know, some people go running the roads and coming back. And, you know, people just sort of settle in for the long haul and can do lots of different things, not just running the music.
How long has that land been in your family?
Since the 70s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. My folks bought it as a functioning campground mm-hmm. in the 70s, and right. I didn't get back to the area until 1990.
Right.
So, yeah, quite a while.
How many acres?
We're stewarding 460 acres.
Okay. And, yeah. And there's other people that might not know that it's also a fully functional organic farm that keeps going through the festival. You know, the cattle herd and chickens and a mushroom yard.
And yeah, people thanks have, to
there's
farmers.
A lot of, yeah, there's yeah. a lot of diversity on that land, and that mm-hmm. it's also a campground, you know, all the other weekends of the year, and right. we have other events. So, like mm-hmm. I say, sometimes I have to look at it and remember that because it's familiar to me, might not be familiar to somebody else, and there's some really intrigue. There's artwork all the way through the trails. I mean, right. there's art installations everywhere. There's,
and then the night lighting is really exceptional.
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, really pretty at night.
Right. Yeah. And you got a pretty friendly staff that's always there to help people. Yeah.
Customer service is top notch. And we do take care of our patrons. And it's like a little village pops up anyways. You know, we have recycling and we have first aid. Mm-hmm. This is kind of into where we need help, you know.
Right.
You know, we just think of all the parts of a little town, you know, it's sort of like right. that. We have to cover everything.
Well,
you know?
That lets us flow right into the next person I want to talk to, Paige Olson, another one of my dearest friends in the world. And Paige is going to be one of the people heading up volunteer coordination. And again, this is something we're familiar with, but what about the person that's not familiar with it, Paige? How many different areas use volunteers and need volunteers?
As of right now, I believe we have 22 or 23 different crews that we'll need volunteers for. And it's everything from tickets at the front gate to security and safety, first aid, recycling, as well as the kids' tent beach. We definitely need lifeguards and people who are CPR and first aid certified. There's a little bit of everything for everybody, really.
Right. There is. And I was thinking about the beach, too. We need certified lifeguards, you know. Mm-hmm. First aid for those people who come. Our first aid tent is staffed by RNs, EMTs, medics. I mean, these are people who volunteer their time and come mm-hmm. for the weekend, and they're fully qualified to handle that. The security and safety staff, the emphasis is on safety. And people having a good time, and people really enjoying themselves and walking away with a smile on their face. But mm-hmm. and I think about so many things. The kitchen, you know, the kitchen needs help feeding the artists and feeding the staff. Recycling, it's an incredible program that Faith runs there. Every piece, I mean, we recycle the entire festival, and it's pretty well done by the end of post-fest, the week after the festival is over. So think about that, ladies and gentlemen, able to recycle 5,000 to 7,000 people and everything mm-hmm. they leave and getting it recycled and up off the ground and where it needs to be. So that always needs help. Parking needs help. Dominic and his crew, you know. We always need site crew people, people who are competent with a set of tools. So there's a place for everybody that wants to volunteer. Now, if they're going to volunteer, Paige, how do they do it? Let's walk it through.
I guess the first step would be going to the website or our social media and opening up the volunteer link.
And that's greatblueheron.com. No spaces, no dashes. It's just greatblueheron.com.
Correct.
Scroll down the page. Yeah.
Yep. Click on the volunteer link. And then from there, you create an account with our software company, Eventme. And you search for the application if it goes away. And then you fill out the information. Everything is super basic. We basically just want your standard name, email address, your date of birth, as well as any like skills, limitations you might have, stuff that you're good at, stuff that you can do, if you have certifications and things, things along that line.
Right, right. And it's a pretty comprehensive app because, folks, we don't even get off the hook. All the staff and crew chiefs, we have to fill it out too, you know, and be in the system. It's pretty comprehensive and pretty simple and easy to use. But the biggest thing I think that comes out of it whenever I talk to people and whenever I see people during the festival is the sense of satisfaction knowing they're part of something. And that's the biggest piece of it, is being part of something. You know, if I'm somebody who's never come to the Great Blue Heron before, I'm going to do an FAQ here. If I'm somebody that's never come to the Great Blue Heron before, can I volunteer?
Absolutely. There is, for first-year volunteers, there is a refundable deposit required. It's equal to the ticket cost. It's $110. We can do that a number of ways. You can pay by credit card. We take cash, check, whatever. It more or less is just a security on your end and on our end that once you're scheduled for your shifts, you will be there to work them.
Okay. So I really want to come to the festival and I really want to see all the bands, but I've got time before or after the festival and I want to volunteer then, but in my head, it doesn't make sense. What would we need? Well,
To volunteer before and after, we do have pre-fest and post-fest. Mm-hmm. Pre-fest is the coveted spot. It's a relatively large crew, but it tends to fill up pretty quickly.
We do have some good times in that pre-fest week.
We do. And pre-fest and post-fest.
And the spring work, too.
Spring work is always needed too. Spring work comes into play with chopping wood, working on the mushroom farm, helping Steve in the garden, a little bit of everything to get the land prepped,
right.
Not necessarily just for the festival, but just for the year.
You know, I have found people's fascination with spring work is in working in the mushroom yard. Do we want to take, you know, 3-5 minutes and talk about that? They don't realize what it goes into growing mushrooms, growing shiitake mushrooms. You know, and I've worked down there, so I can talk about it, folks. It's deep in the woods. It's way down one trail, and it literally is taking logs, drilling them, plugging them with mushroom spore, waxing them up, stacking them, and it's really fun. Once people do it for the first time, they're kind of hooked on it and go, "I'm coming back next year."
coveted crew.
Yep. I want to work on mushrooms. Yeah. Because that counts towards volunteer time too, doesn't it?
All
that work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And same goes for post-fest, cleaning up the grounds afterwards. So I can even volunteer then if I really just want to focus on the bands and my friends that are coming, but I still want to volunteer. I could volunteer pre-fest, spring work, post-fest, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
And The hours is a little bit more. We didn't really mention that, but yeah. If you're working during the festival, it's 9 hours of your time. And if you're in one of these other groups, mm-hmm. it's 12. So,
right.
12 is.
But the other part of that is it might be 9 hours, but you're in the middle of a festival surrounded by people. You can hear all the music, you know, you can see the bands. It's, you're not being shunted away somewhere. You're right in the middle of a festival and you're working. It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
We have a bunch of people that work tons more than that. Our crew chiefs, you know, commit to really working all week. And you know, that's a whole different experience and really people really, because the teamwork and the crew is just really fun to be with. And we're all moving in the same direction, trying to make this thing work for everybody. And, you know, lots of funny things happen.
Yeah, because Paige and I are not the only ones. There's a whole bunch of us that put in. And it's not to, but we put in pretty long days all the way through the week before and through the festival, but it's because we love one another. We love you. We love the land, you know, and love what the festival does for people.
Just make it work.
Yep. Just make it happen. So going back over it, there's, you know, we're not letting you know what the bands are just yet. But there are some faith tickets, you know, some good faith tickets that are they're open for sale on Tuesday morning on the 7th. You've got how many stages and how many bands this year again, Julie?
Three stages. That'd be Dance Stamp, Main Stage, Cafe, and we have more than 30 bands, but a couple, you know. So, and okay, we are kind of, you know, letting people know that we are having Dawn of the Buffalo. Yeah. An integral part of that 3 or 4 day experience.
They were in the playlist before we got to this part. I think yeah, people, and I think people could do a good guess on that one, that Dawn of the Buffalo would be here this year.
We really appreciate their fans, and they have supported us like forever and since the beginning. And we're going to continue that tradition.
Okay. And the volunteer app is open, and Paige, you and Jen Raines monitor it pretty much 24/7 to see what's coming in. So I mean, here's the other thing. I've applied, but I didn't hear anything back instantaneously in the next 30 seconds. What's the process behind the scenes?
We're trying to make sure everybody gets put into crews that are appropriate according to their choice, as well as their skills and locations. On average, I would say it'll take, depending on if you're a new volunteer or not, it may take, you know, a couple of weeks to potentially to a month to get the overall approval. But we will be sending out welcome messages once we get at least the crew approved.
Okay.
So there will be communication within typically 24 to 48 hours of getting in.
And just so everybody knows, we've already talked about it this year, making sure that everybody who volunteers knows who their crew chief is, knows who their department head, if that's the only way to say, but knows who their department head is, and that there's good communication before the festival on what shifts people are working, what hours, and what their job's going to be. And there'll probably be another meeting, you know, for the volunteers that are on land just prior to the festival start, and saying, hey, is everybody good, so that there's not a lot of confusion or not a lot of anxiety over, I don't know what to do or where to go. Try and allay all of those fears and make sure that everything goes really good for people and that people have a good time. You know, that's the biggest thing, because people ask me why I'm out there, and it's simply because this is my family. This is where I'm loved. I live alone in Buffalo from like November to March. And it's like, then I get back out with my family in Chautauqua County, you know, starting in April. And the other part of it is the feeling that I see people leave with, you know, that's the biggest thing. Every time on Sunday afternoon, it's a visible change in people. You can see them leaving and so happy they spent their weekend doing it.
Mm-hmm. So, absolutely. Yeah. And for, you know, for anybody that's saying, geez, maybe I'll try this, you know, you might consider just a day ticket, you know, like come out on Saturday and, you know, don't commit to the whole camping experience if you're not ready for that, but try a day. And most people are like, Oh yeah, I'm coming for the weekend next year. But that's a nice intro way.
And
Sunday's going to be really big.
And you just said something again, that if I've never been there before, we do have extensive camping. A lot of it is primitive camping, no electric, but we have running water on the property, and we do have some electric sites. And I say some, it's more than some. We've got actually, you know, quite a few electric sites for campers and pull-throughs.
During a camping weekend.
During a regular camping weekend, not during Great Blue Heron. During Great Blue Heron,
No power.
No. Because you're talking to one of the people that would have to go running to one of the poles and reset a breaker. It's like, no power.
All the power to the stages and the vendors.
The stages, the food vendors eat up all the power. And that's something that I wanted to get clear, is during the festival, no, we don't have those, you know, available. But during regular camping weekends, if you want to come in May or June, you know, and just check the land out, please do so. And that's the other thing about the Heron, for those people who don't know it, is that number of campsites and the fact that it's open for camping, and the number of Airbnbs that we have that you can reserve through Airbnb. Again, not during the Heron, but, you know, any other weekend, come on out and camp with us, you know, see the farm, see the land.
Yeah, and the farm store is open year-round.
Okay, with some of the best taste of beef and chicken. It's really good. All right, well, I thank you both for taking the time, and I'm going to let these people listen to some more music from Heron's past and maybe stir some good memories for them, and we look forward to all of them coming. We look forward to all of the volunteers coming, and I'm looking forward to the spring, you know, and all of us getting the place ready, you know. So got anything you want to say? I'm going to do this in reverse order. You got anything you want to say imparting to the people, Paige?
Volunteer, sign up. We need it.
We do. We really need it.
We do. We need the extra hands, and
yeah,
it's, you know, it's worth it.
It is so worth it. The friendships, I'll give a little personal thing away here because these two know it. When I really signed up to really just throw myself into the Heron, not just the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, was a little dip in my life, a little dark moment. And I'm going to tell you what, these people are my family, my friends. They are everything to me. And that has all come through the work that happens there and what we do together as a group, you know. So, folks, that feeling is real. It exists and it happens there. Julie, you got anything you want to say in parting?
Nope. Just come on out and get a little hair and love. Any time of the year. So, and you know, thank you, Kip, for finding a place to belong with us. We definitely appreciate your efforts.
Because I'm looking forward, for us, I'm looking forward to like 4 weeks from now. Okay, it's time to get ready for spring. Anyhow, folks, we'll get back to the music, and you all, if you've never been there before, can meet Julie, meet Paige in person at the Heron, and you know what? No matter who you are, we'll see you at the Great Blue Heron Music Festival, number 30, coming up here, June 30th, July 1st and 2nd. GreatBlueHeron.com is the website. Check it out, and please join us.
Well, it's time to start. Let's say hi to Natalie and 10,000 Maniacs.
chase me around the kitchen, chase me out the door, chase me down the sidewalk, past the dry goods store, chase me up the mountain, chase me across the sea, chase me all you wanna, but you won't catch me. Chase me to the east, Sally, chase me to the west, you may never catch me, try and do your best. Side. Chase me to the right, chase me to the moonlight, off into the night. Chase me like a tiger, chase me like a dog, chase me across the river, up a hollow log. Chase me to the east, Sally, chase me to the west, you may never catch me, try and do your best.
You and me go together just like fire and smoke. And I need somebody who's not a bartender to laugh at my jokes. Things with you and me, babe, always seem so sporadic. And I cried the day you said you'd take the old lamps from the attic, 'cause they've been there since. You're that dying, I healed you through a thousand tears. Now you cry, and I appreciate all you do for me, and I love you. I'm true to you, 'cause you're true to me, it's what we do. I change the cat litter if you wash the clothes. We can get along all night long, baby, goodness knows. So let's drive through the night till we find ourselves. When we listen to the prickers' great big hearts, and I'll be with you every step of the way, and so will your old man. The world's greatest inventions and discoveries weren't always planned. Now do the dishes if you come out to my show. We can fight over chores all night until we're blue in the nose. So let's ride through the night till we find ourselves.
to try. You know, I don't like to talk about forever, cause that's a long, long time. But as long as we walk this earth, I hope you will be mine. No, I don't mind traveling down the road with a few bumps along the ride. And I'm happy singing this song with you sitting right here by my side. Now find a dog sitter if you make up a fresh pot of joe. We can drink coffee all night long until our hearts explode. So let's ride through the night till we find ourselves somewhere we can out on the rain. We can stay in the eye of the storm.
Lately I've been feeling low, thinking there's no way to go, change the world from how it seems, to the vision of our dreams. Rivers of history flow with human misery, you can hear angels crying. Spear tips, slave ships, throwing Christians to the lions. Sense of grace came my way, said I should take the day, put my faith into the light, and let my being fill with light. Cause when you think all of the good can never be enough to overcome all that has gone wrong, don't get down, get up. But we're working on that, yeah, we're working on that, into the future, out of the past. In the face of more bad news, seems to be no time to lose. The earth is shaking, and the seas are on the rise. Grab your tools, choose a task, we are the ones that will have to ask. Like a love strong soul brigade, there's a difference to be made. And when you think all of the good can never be we'll be right back.
And I heard you say we have arrived.